A caller wanted to know what kind of a year Waldman expected from David Cohn. "Well," she said, "I'm not sure. There isn't a person who knows David Cohn who doesn't want to see him do well, because we all love the guy." I really didn't hear the rest of her answer. I was thinking about Cohn, as likable and bright as any athlete I'd ever met. I'd gotten to know him during the 1992 season when I was working on my first baseball book and had kept in occasional touch with him since then. It was always fun to talk to him about almost anything, from the art of pitching to union issues to good restaurants. An idea came into my mind. Why not do a book on a year in the life of a major league pitcher? Pitching is one of those sport skills few of us really understand. We know how hard someone is throwing. We know their pitch count, and we think we know what pitches they're throwing. But so much about pitching is, for lack of a better term, truly inside baseball. What do pitchers really do during the off-season, especially as they get older, to prepare for spring training? What do they do while throwing a bullpen, which is what pitchers call the time they spend throwing in the bullpen on the day or days that they pitch to a catcher between starts? In fact, they will often refer to having a good bullpen, which is a lot different than a team having a good bullpen. There's more. How do pitchers and catchers relate to one another? What in the world do pitching coaches really say when they jog to the mound? And what does a pitcher, especially one who can't just rear back and throw 95-mile-an-hour fastballs, do to get out of a slump? How do they interact with umpires, opposing hitters, the manager, their wives? Cohn, I thought, would be perfect for such a book. He was a very good pitcher who was getting near the end. He would be 37 in 2000, which was when I was contemplating doing the book. He was smart, personable, and articulate. I already had a good relationship with him. I knew Joe Torre, his manager, well. More than anything, it would be fun to spend a year watching baseball and talking about pitching, and no doubt a lot of other things, with someone I genuinely liked. And perhaps most important at that particular moment, it meant I would spend most of February in Florida and not on the New Jersey Turnpike. 3 weeks later, I made the trip down I-4 from Orlando to Tampa on a Saturday morning. There were no monsoons in sight. It was a glistening March day, and exhibition baseball had just begun. I knew that Cohn would be finishing with his workout by 10 a.m. That's the way spring training is. If you aren't playing in a game, most days your work is over long before noon. I hadn't called Cohn in advance, because there's never been a more approachable athlete than Cohn, and I've always liked to spring ideas on people in person. I was actually talking to Roger Clemens, newly arrived as a Yankee, when Cohn walked into the clubhouse, sweat-soaked from his workout. As usual, he was warm and friendly. "What brings you to spring training in the middle of the NCAA basketball tournament?" he asked, shaking my hand. "To be honest," I said, "I came to see you. Have you got a few minutes?" "Let me take a shower," he said. "We'll go get breakfast." Which we did, at a diner down the road that Cohn said George Steinbrenner frequented. "Never been here myself," he said as we walked in, "but I hear it's pretty good." Inside, it was apparent that Steinbrenner hung out in the place because there were pictures of him all over. There was also one of Cohn. "Thanks for the great soup," it said. "I thought you'd never been in here." "I didn't think I had been," Cohn said, laughing. We sat down, and over eggs and coffee, I laid out the idea. "Boy, I think that would be a lot of fun," Cohn said. "There's only one potential problem." He explained to me that he had been friends almost since the beginning of his career with Roger Angel, the nonpareil baseball writer of The New Yorker. "I always promised Roger that if I ever did a book, I'd give him first crack," he said. "I really think I have to talk to him before I commit to you. I'd feel funny if I didn't." Part of me couldn't help thinking, great, I get the one baseball player in America not only literate enough to read Angel, but with a conscience, too.